a rich man's world. I have turned the soul of this beautiful land, but that
welcome back, everyone, to the Talkin' Fit podcast, brought to you by Lewis and Grace.
Hey, guys. Welcome back.
The best podcast in the Southern Hemisphere.
Welcome back.
Welcome the fuck back.
Feels like it's been a while.
It has, because we've been lazy, slacking, and we did not upload an episode last week. Apologies. We know you've probably just been lost without us, lost without our voices in your ears. I guess we should fill everyone in on what's been happening. Grace, she's officially, as of today, she has started her peak week. So it'll be very interesting, very excited week out. Grace, how has the last 2 weeks been? Tell them everything. Be honest. Because I will be honest for you if you're not. Be honest.
It's been such a good time. I've been having so much
fun.
Yeah,
sure she has.
No, it's been a bit rough. Yeah. It's just been a lot. I don't know, okay? It's been fine. It's
there we
peak
go.
Week.
There we go. That's
so
been it all week.
We're all I'm depleted. So we've depleted me, and we'll be depleted until Wednesday, and then we'll carve up so I can have some more food, and I'm so excited. Yeah. It's been a lot.
It has.
I don't think I was prepared for how much it would actually affect me these last few
weeks.
The
mood, yeah, the mood. Tell you what.
Truly, I've had a pretty good time throughout the whole prep, though. Like, you've got to be honest, I've been pretty good.
Yeah.
But
those refeeds have come in clutch, yeah, I'll say that. Glad that you've been getting them.
Now we've hit this point where we're depleting, so everything is just shit.
Yeah.
So I literally feel like a zombie. Don't talk to me. Don't look at me. Sorry if I have had to interact with you in the past week. I swear I'm normally a bit nicer.
She's been snappy like a little crocodile. She
snappy.
Has been.
No, but look, it's getting really exciting. So we'll get into it this week for peak week, and then we'll do my show, and then I can eat some food.
Yes. You've been having to drink more water too.
Some fucking food.
Each day, which is surprising. Grace has been having to drink, 3.5 litres a day? And it's been an effort. The girlfriend law clearly states that they can't drink any more than 1 litre a day, really, or 2 at the most. Because I sit and think 3 is 3 of your hydro flasks and then half. Like, it doesn't. I will back that easily every day. I reckon I have 5 liters minimum
every
day.
I have to have 4.
I probably have too much.
I have to have 4.5 liters on one of my days, and that's gonna kill me.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
yeah,
drown.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But I don't get that. I don't know.
It's just been, it's been a grind.
It's been a grind. Well, we were away for 3 days of last week.
Awesome.
Well, Monday, Tuesday, loved Wednesday. Hence sort of why the pod was a little bit, we didn't come out with an episode. And there was a big family event of Grace's last weekend. So it was hard to find time. But we are here yet again,
Lewis,
for you guys.
How's your week?
My week was pretty good. It's weird. I said it to Grace today. It's like I can at times, everything's a bit weird at the moment because I can feel myself living in anticipation for your show too. Mm. Like, it's just a case of like, it's such a big thing that's finally coming to an end, and it's just like, yeah, even though I can feel it, like, it's just like, it's, yeah, big anticipation for it, and I'm just waiting for this Sunday.
It's going to be sad though. Like, it's been such a fun journey and it'll go so quickly.
Has it though? Is
no,
that your
it
honest
has,
thoughts?
Honestly, I have. It's been such a challenge and so much
been.
Fun. So I, as much as I'm just ready to be done, I've also got to live it up a little bit. I'm very grateful. It's been good.
You do. We'll do an episode next week, definitely recapping Grace's like show, how everything went, and everything Grace and her show, I think, will be nice. We'll let you guys know in the result. Ooh, I'm very excited. I'm very, very excited. It's going to be a huge day. Grace isn't on until like 3, and the men's start at like, what, 10, 9 or 10 or something? Mm. And you've got to be there at that time there anyway, don't you?
Yeah, I get all the details. Oh,
it's going to be a big day, like big a day. Big day. So, but it'll be fun. It will be fun. We'd like to interrupt this thrilling chat to let you guys know that this episode is brought to you by Limitless Nutrition.
With the biggest and the best range of supplements on the market, the team at Limitless Nutrition make it their priority to ensure that the supplements you purchase match your health and fitness needs.
And with countless specials every month of the year, you're bound to save some cash.
So head on over to www.limitlessnutrition.com to start purchasing.
And be sure to use code TALKINFIT10. That's TALKINFIT10 at checkout to save 10% off your order.
Now, back to the podcast.
So, we thought to start off this episode, we play another little fun game, another like TikTok trendy thing that's just like real fun. And we thought we'd just take a turn each to do this thing. What is it exactly? So, what we've got 8 words each, Grace and I, and we have to guess all 8 words in less than 20 words. Is that how it works?
Less than 25, I think.
We'll do 20. We'll make it hard. We'll make it challenging. So less than 20 words. So Grace, when I'm trying to guess Grace's word, she'll say a word that like relates to what her word is. And then I have to guess what it is. And I have to get all 8 in less than 20 words. Is that right? Yeah. Well, I guess we'll just see who gets it in less words,
so,
I suppose.
I guess you just put a little mark next to the word for how many words.
True. So should we go through your words first and then we'll go through mine? Is that what we want to do?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll do your words first.
All right.
Okay. So you say the, yeah.
So I'll give Lewis a
relates
hint.
To it. Okay.
All right.
First one.
So bodybuilder.
Bodybuilder. I'll just say Arnold.
Classic.
C-bum.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So that was two words.
That's 2 words. Shit. All right.
Are you doing yours now or me?
No. We'll do all of yours and then we'll do all of mine.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, how can I? Okay. Exercise.
Exercise. Hip thrust. So I know it's an exercise.
Can I say like
the body part?
Words?
You can say the body. No, it's got to be one. Well, if you say 3, that's 3 words. So it's.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay.
Say the muscle that it does or something.
Calves.
Calf raise.
Yep.
Ah.
2.
There we go. You should have said calves to start with, and I might have. Shit.
Whatever. Shh.
Okay.
Shh. Alrighty.
Don't shush me. Shh.
Federation.
ICN.
Yes.
Easy. How many words we got? 6 or something? 5?
5.
Shit.
Guzman.
Burrito.
Deconstructed.
Burrito bowl.
Yes.
Shit.
2. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Muscle.
Muscle. Oh, shit. Fucking hell. Let's say glutes. Bicep.
Yes.
Fuck.
Alrighty.
Not very good at this.
Gym.
Anytime Fitness.
Katara.
EMF.
Yeah.
Shit. Okay. How many words are we up to?
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11.
Okay.
Equipment.
Dumbbell.
Assistive.
Assisted pull-ups. What?
Waist.
Weight. Oh, belt.
Yes.
Fuck. That was a bad one.
All right. Brand.
Gymshark. Is that not right?
Casein.
Brand casein.
Think.
Brand casein.
So it's not Gymshark.
It's a nutrition brand. Brand, though. We're saying it's a brand.
It's a brand.
So it's not just Limitless Nutrition.
Fuck's sake. Fuck's sake.
What? Casein. Okay, go. Mm. Another word. I need another word. Like I'm thinking it's like protein.
Custard.
Muscle Nation.
Fuck's sake.
Muscle Nation. You should have said custard first.
Oh, bullshit.
All right.
6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 17.
And that's all the words?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We got it in under 20, but 17 is atrocious. Okay.
All right.
I feel like you might be able to get mine a bit quicker than that. You just made it way too hard, I think. All right. Are you ready for mine?
Mm-hmm.
Equipment.
Leg extension.
Curls.
Bicep curl. Preacher Curl.
Equipment curls.
Preacher? Preacher.
No.
Oh, I know. Leg.
No. I haven't said another word. Just wait.
Sorry.
Press.
What the fuck?
Equipment.
Curl
press.
The fuck? What am I meant to do with that information?
Equipment.
Curl press.
Yes.
They're different movements.
Yeah.
Leg.
So what's the, equipment? Equipment. Curl press.
Leg.
No. What the fuck? Rack.
What the fuck?
Rack.
What?
Rack. What goes on the rack? Rack.
Oh, barbell.
Fuck me. We're up to, this is the fifth word I've given you.
No, stop. Let me think. Hold on.
What fucking, oh my God. Ascending. Ascending.
This is prep, right?
Equipment, rack, ascending, curl, press. No, they're the five words for
hold
it.
Hold on, I'm confused. Wait, equipment, rack, curl, press, ascending.
Ascending. What equipment ascends?
Dumbbells.
Yes.
Lewis,
fucking Christ. No, they
ever.
Weren't.
What the
they
fuck?
Were not.
Lewis.
Oh, my God. That's frustrating me. All right. Buddy.
Jim.
Peanuts.
Really cool.
Fucking hell. There. You're already up to seven and we're only on the third word.
Sorry.
Wrist.
Wraps.
I'll give it to you,
yeah,
yes.
I get
it's
confused.
Straps, but it's the same thing.
Yeah, okay.
Legs.
Quads.
Movement.
Leg extension.
Powerlifting.
Squat.
Yes.
Lewis. Fuck me. So sorry. This is hilarious to me. I haven't laughed this hard in like a month.
Oh, fuck. Brand.
Gymshark?
No.
No.
Spooky.
What? Spooky.
Brand that's spooky.
What?
Spooky.
A gym brand.
Have a think.
A gym brand.
What brand is named after something spooky?
Let me think. I'm thinking... A gym brand named after something spooky. I'm so confused.
You're about to catch his fade, I swear to God.
I'm so confused, Lewis. I have to throw it because I have no idea.
Say any brand. Any
Limitless.
Other gym brand. No, fuck me. Spooky, that makes sense. Protein. Gym, it's a brand. Protein, spooky. What is the brand?
Ghost.
Yes! Holy shit, hang on. What are we even fucking up to? 11, 12, 13. We're 14 and we've got three words.
Oh, cool. Fuck. We've got right. This. We've got this.
Bench.
Press. Oh, sorry. I need to stop. I'm not finishing this sentence.
Squat.
Compound.
No. Equipment.
Barbell.
Yes. Fucking hell. Wait. Shit. Right, wait, we're up to 17, I think. Hang on. That's 9, 10. Yeah, we've got two more. Canadian. The fuck? I should have said a different word, but Canadian. Canadian, Grace, there's only one of them. Canadian. You are a fraud.
Seabum.
Yes, holy shit. I didn't think you were going to get it. Music.
Hard song?
Yes!
Woo!
Holy fuck, wait, I thought we'd fucked it.
What did we get it in?
I thought we fucked it. Hang on, you got it in. 19 with one word to spare. That was the most frustrating thing. Dumbbell, guys. Did you guys get dumbbell? Tell us if you guys got dumbbell from that. No, that game is infuriating.
That was crazy.
I can't play that again. That was
really funny. I actually cried. That was so funny.
We'll have to edit that to get rid of the mad long pauses there.
No, that is so funny.
My gosh. All right. All right, well, that was that game.
I had fun.
We didn't have a real concrete set plan coming into this, so we thought we'd do that fun game. I was almost thinking of just doing an entire fun episode, but we thought, no, we'll do a fun game, then we'll lay down the law to you guys and be a bit informative. I was watching, and I have been – this is a thing I've been trying to avoid – quite a bit recently, and that is that training to failure is slightly, I don't want to say overrated, but I can see if we did an overrated, underrated episode, this was sort of the plan, and then we're going to throw in training to failure, and I've seen some people do the same thing, and they've said that it is overrated. Now, I don't think, I'd say it's slightly, ever so slightly underrated. I almost think it's sort of fairly rated, but I can see how people do say it is overrated. Now, let me digest, not fucking digest, let me digress. Is digress the word? Let me explain. That's better. Let me explain. So, because I know people are probably listening and thinking, what the fuck, Lewis and Grace, this is exactly the opposite of what you guys have preached for God knows how long now, right? And that's true. That is true. But this is a revelation that I've known now for a couple of months, and I have been just wanting to ignore because of how much I enjoy the simplicity of just training to failure. Now, when we say it is slightly overrated, although if we did an overrated, underrated episode, I'm definitely saying it's slightly underrated, which I'll explain. But the reason it is considered slightly overrated, and I can see now why, is so we know with mechanical tension, we have to be training with sets to failure or very well close to it. But there is lots of research out there now that does suggest that sets that are taken to anywhere from zero RIR, so RIR, fucking hell, this is going to be a tongue twister of the episode. Reps in reserve, RIR. Mm-hmm. Sets that are taken to zero, so that's failure. You couldn't have a single rep left. Or I believe it's anywhere from three, some people say four, reps in reserve have the same, I guess, benefits or towards hypertrophy. Uh-huh. So what that now explains to us is, especially after we've spoken a lot about it, is fatigue. Now, training to failure is still very important, and if you do enjoy doing it like I do and like many of you would, it's not, we're not saying get rid of it, right, entirely, but if we want to be smarter lifters and actually keep progressing the way that we can best, wow, that was a terrible sentence, then we need to be factoring in different RIRs in our sets. Now, that can just mean, and I've been trying to implement it since coming back from being sick for like having a week off and stuff, doing every, I've been trying to do every second set or every half of my sets, we'll say, to either 1 to 2 reps in reserve, and then the second set I've been doing all the way to failure. Now, the reason we're doing that is to mitigate the fatigue that would come with doing every set to failure. And it's not something I've just read off someone that I like will follow and now I've gone, oh, well, no, this is correct. This is something that I have experienced myself. A big issue with training to failure all the time. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, it's all the, you know, potential for injury and stuff. No, it's not. That comes down to things like form and your capability of, you know, the weight that you're on and stuff and not ego lifting. It's got nothing to do with training to failure and joint health and all that shit. That's not what I'm sitting here preaching. It is more the mitigation of fatigue in the sense of I have found very much so recently I've been hitting big, hard plateaus in a lot of my lifts. Now, plateaus don't just mean fatigue, but one big indicator of a plateau can be fatigue in that your muscles just aren't recovering enough to then progress on that same weight, same set, like to go another rep or a little bit heavier. It's one of the big factors is fatigue. Now, I have been finding myself in these big plateaus and I've been thinking for a while, how do I get over this? Why has it been this way? Am I doing too much volume? I don't believe I am doing too much volume. So for instance, bicep curls on the preacher curl has been one thing I've seen. I've hit a bit of a plateau with a fair bit. I do probably about 8 working sets in a week for biceps and that's it. So that's 4 sets of preacher curls, 4 sets of hammer curls, right? I don't believe that it would be anything to do with the volume. I do believe that it is possibly to do with the fact that I'm not mitigating my fatigue correctly because I do take every set to absolute failure. I have been trying this whole sort of week to test out taking sets to 1 to 2 reps in reserve. And what I found is that it is really difficult to like gauge where, you know, where it is 1 to 2 reps in reserve. Now, I do believe this is a skill that you have to develop over time and it will take time to accurately develop. But the important thing when trying to figure out where your reps in reserve are, you need to know where your upper threshold is. So in a way, when you start this whole low volume, high intensity training, I do think for it's good for a period of time to go to failure with your lifts because what I also suggest, and I incorporated hip thrusts, which is a new exercise in my leg days, I don't know where my upper threshold is for it. So I can't accurately gauge where 1 to 2 reps in reserve is going to be. So what did I do when I did hip thrusts? I took it all the way to failure for both sets because I needed to know a baseline for where I sit. Now I can sort of then judge the next time I go into the gym where 1 to 2 reps might be. Now it might end up being a little bit more because I've progressed and that's what can make it difficult, especially to find, I think, 1 RIR because you're in your head sometimes battling. Sometimes you think you have an extra rep in reserve, so you'll put it down, but then you find out you probably didn't even have a whole half rep, you know, like a whole rep at all, or you might have had, you know, 2 reps. So what I've been doing is giving myself like a little range of if I think I'll think that was 2, but it also could have possibly been 1. So I'll say that set was taken to say I did 85 kilos on incline press, 6 reps. I'll say 1 to 2 RIR in my little notes that I have next to my, like where I track my lifts and stuff like that. So I am going to try this for the next couple of months and see if it is that fatigue that's built up over the course of starting, you know, like training all the way to failure and stuff over the last, I don't even know how long now, a fair few months, and see if that is what has been causing these plateaus. And obviously plateaus are normal and they will come about, but we want to get around them because at the end of the day, progressive overload is what we need and want to be seeing if we want to be progressing in the gym, building muscle, etc. I just wanted to explain it and elaborate a bit on why now I might not be training to failure all the time as such.
Yeah, but even so, it's still such a high intensity. Like I find in majority of the population, people are shit at knowing what their failing point is. So it's not actually a bad strategy, though, to go in with the mindset of I'm going to take this to failure because chances are you still do have reps in reserve.
Yeah.
So I'd say this is definitely more of an advanced technique for sure, reps in reserve. So trial it and see how it goes. Lewis will be everyone's little guinea pig and we'll get to know the deets. But if you're listening to this and, you know, you've sort of you're starting to delve into failure training, and then you're hearing all of this new literature about training with reps in reserve. Don't stress too much or don't overthink it, because chances are, even if you do think you're going to failure, you might not be.
Yeah.
So it's still a good mindset to go in trying to fail.
Yeah.
Because you'll probably have reps in reserve.
And this is why, when I said at the start, this is why I still think failure training is slightly underrated. 100%. It's not massively underrated, because it's now very widely known. People have incorporated. Sam Sulek does it, so it's very much not massively underrated. It's not a niche thing to do anymore. But I do think it's slightly underrated, because it's better to be there than to be nowhere near it at all.
100%.
Essentially, it's better to be at that, you know, zero RIR, because like you're still going to see the same results. As like it said, the zero RIR is still in that same rep range as 4 RIR. There's that little range that sits there, and zero is there. So it is completely fine to be going there. And I definitely think if you're starting, like I said just before, doing the whole high intensity training to failure thing, train to failure to start with for a fair few months to gauge it properly.
You need to create a sense of awareness as well. You need to be aware of your body and what your limits are, which takes a while.
Yeah.
And like a long while.
And what can help with gauging your RIR is a second person or a second opinion, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
But it can also not, because they don't exactly know how you're feeling. People fail differently. I fail very differently to some people, I find. My reps don't necessarily slow down dramatically for the last 3 reps. Or so I watch some people train to failure. Their last 3 to 4 reps on an exercise where they're training to failure, it looks like they do their 4th last rep, and it looks like, well, you'd only have one or two more. No, then they've got another. No, then they've got another. Where I find I hit that
wall really quickly.
So I'll be doing reps and it looks like, oh, that's easy. Then all of a sudden one will come up really slowly and it's like, oh shit. And then all of a sudden I barely get another one up, and then that's it. Like, it comes out of nowhere sort of thing for most of my training. But yeah, I just wanted to touch on that a bit more, that I'll be giving it a go and trialing it out. Like I said, not for injury prevention and stuff like that. Not because failure training is bad, because it's not. It is just simply to help mitigate my fatigue, to get me out of some of these plateaus.
To see if it does do that.
Yeah, to see if it does, which I do believe it does. In theory, it should, right? In theory, it should, because if you now, you know, you've gotten mechanical tension under your belt and you understand that concept, and then you also understand, you know, motor unit recruitment and fatigue, you've gotten those concepts under your belt a bit, then if you look at that rep range and go, oh, well, 0 to 3 RIR, 4 RIR, it's going to give me the same results. Why would I, you know, push consistently to failure every single time?
Again.
I'm going to build up fatigue.
All you want to do is a minimal effective dose. That's what your aim should be.
Well, yes, the most you can without crossing that threshold into fatigue, I think, is sort of...
Yeah, minimal effective dose.
Is that what it is?
The minimal effective dose, so... Do the least you can to get the most results.
Yeah, okay. I get you now. Yes, do that. But yeah, I just wanted to touch on that a little bit. But yeah, fucking hell. It's really hard to gauge an RIR, like super hard. You just like, and at the end of the day, it's not going to be accurate. That's why I don't write down a single number. And I mean, that's just at the moment with me trying to get better at it. I write down a bit of a range, so I'll go 1 to 2 or 2 to 3. And sometimes you won't know, like, because I've been doing the first set not to failure, the second set, yes, I won't know the RIR until I do that second set to failure. And then I could actually push out another rep to failure, but I wrote down, I had 1 RIR. No, probably had 2, you know, possibly even 3. So, yeah, just wanted to touch on that a little bit, especially because people might be hearing a little bit more about that as well, and just to not let anyone get confused, because there are lots of people, like I've heard Jeff Nippard talk about it, being like, oh yes, it's overrated and stuff, and it's like, I don't fully agree with that. I can see where they're getting that from with this thing of, you know, you need to balance your RIR and stuff.
Technically, yes, but no. You need to apply it to the general population, and if you do that, it's not overrated.
The intensity of like 1 to 2 reps before you fail is ridiculously high still. Like, you still shouldn't be comfortable coming off a set of 1 to 2 reps in reserve. Like, it should still be very intense. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's why I do believe it's still slightly underrated as well. And don't hate on failure training, because it is the go-to. But, yeah, just wanted to touch on that. We might make it a clickbait title. Why failure training is overrated, or is failure training overrated? Like, what? Why?
Training to failure is a scam.
It's a scam. What? No. Yeah, but if that is the title and you've listened this far, you got clickbaited.
Lol. Pranked.
But yes, that's all we've really got planned for this episode. Another short and sweet one.
Sweet ones, though.
I don't. I like to have a good ramble. I like to have a good yap.
Lewis is a yapper.
I'm fluent in Japanese.
He is.
That's all we've really got for this week.
We hope you guys had a good listen.
Yes.
Sorry again if I'm a little bit flat and out of it.
Cranky.
But next time we talk, I'll have some
We're going to sit here and recap Grace's show, and she's going to be sitting there munging down a Guzman nacho fries or like just something. Like, she'll have a little mukbang. It'll be a mukbang slash recap.
I'm not exaggerating when I tell you I laid awake for an hour last night fantasizing about this mud cake that Lewis is going to buy me, and I just sat there thinking about it for an hour.
Yeah.
Lewis is comfy in bed, snoring away, and I was just laying there. My stomach is churning, and I'm just thinking about this food.
And what's funny, actually, about like eating so little calories affecting your sleep is it's got nothing. Like, you wouldn't think that would be the case, because you think you'd be really tired and exhausted. Yeah. You'd be looking forward to sleep.
No.
But that's the thing. They go to lay down and go to sleep and turn their mind off, and then all of a sudden, like, you're hungry all the time.
Yeah.
And you're just thinking about food, and then you could just lay awake being like, I'm ravenous. Try and go to bed starving and you'll sort of get an idea of it, I guess.
I always just thought, oh, piece of piss. These guys are dramatic.
No.
It's real.
Yeah. You want to get up and just like get rid of that feeling so you can relax and fully wind down.
I feel a little bit
delulu. Yeah. It would be playing on your mind. You'd be getting very delusional. So,
not long now, guys.
Yes. One week. Pray for me.
My love. Lewis has been the best ever. God love him. He's been such a good support.
So I can see how people's relationships can get tested. Not like to the point where we break up because you're in a fucking prep. But I can see like how you'd get tested. It'd be interesting to see. Imagine if we're both in a prep.
Adding steroids into this mix.
That'd be terrible, yeah.
And say I was competing in fitness or something.
Jeez, it'd be like a domestic.
I'm pretty good though.
Mm.
I just get people will say some silly, goofy things, and I'll think, what the fuck are you talking about?
We played Yuka. Like, do you think I want to hear this? Lost it last night. Like, lost it. Guys, to be fair, her pants are very aggravating, but yeah, she lost it.
Oh, just before we go, I just thought I'd tell another little thing. Do you know what my mum said to me today?
What'd she say?
She looked at me and she goes, God, you look great. You just look great. And I said, thank you, Mum. That's so nice. She goes, wouldn't it be nice if you could just stay looking like this forever after your comp? Like, it'd be nice if you could just look like this. I think you look nice the way you look now.
Yeah, don't change how you look now.
If you can, try not to change what you look like. And I was thinking, Mum, I'm starving. I'm eating enough to fuel a 10-year-old child.
It's not realistic.
I am pissed off. I can't sleep. I have no energy to do anything.
Here we go.
And you're sitting here saying, oh, you look so much better now than what you used to look like when you had cellulite. It shows where the standards
are. Yeah, it shows where health standards are. Because you're not healthy right now.
I'm not healthy.
But you're the symbol and the appearance and epitome of health right now.
It's weird.
It's paradoxical. That's what it is.
Guys, let us know if your mum keeps you humble as well.
Oh, yeah. The mum's out there. Shout out the mums.
But I'm excited.
Yes. And as always, in typical Talk and Fit fashion, we say we're wrapping it up and then manage to yap for another 5 minutes or so. So no, but that was fine. But yes, we will be back next week to celebrate Grace's achievements. and recap her show. We'll even recap her predictions and everything we made prediction-wise in that episode yonks ago too, the start of the journey. So, and we'll be feasting and it will just be a fun episode.
Guys, we'll do a mukbang next week.
Mukbang, yeah. It'll probably be a longer episode,
God,
which
I'm
is good.
Excited. So, yeah. All right, Tim.
All right, so thank you all for listening.
Thanks
yet again.
For tuning
we love
in.
You all.
Appreciate
and
you guys.
We will catch you guys next week. Bye.
Later.